early half. Tackle four. Roosters set it down. Kerry to Konda. Kerry has the keys to the door. Help yourself, Boyd.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, 15 minutes remaining in the program. We can't wait for this big game out there at Bankwest Stadium this afternoon.
You're calling this afternoon?
I am. Oh, I'm looking forward to calling that one. I can't wait to get out there. I've got no doubt that the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph will be there as well. Dean Bulldog Ritchie joins us on the line. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. I certainly will, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to it. 30,000 fell out. It sold out. One of the quickest in modern history in terms of a semi-final, so it will be absolutely pumping out there, particularly after last night, two extraordinary results, which has really thrown this semi-final series on its head.
Can the Raiders go all the way, Dino?
Oh, most certainly. I think we showed that last night, Ray. They were down and out, I thought, several times in that game, but they just hung in there. They hung in there, and then, of course, they scored that late try. They're now one game from a grand final, Ray, so you know, anyone in these top six or seven at the moment, but there'll be six after today, can win the comp. But certainly on Friday night, I thought, as I've said numerous times on this show before, I thought the Roosters were unbelievable. But they are a notch above everyone else. That doesn't always guarantee grand final success. But based on what we saw in that first 40 minutes, I just thought they were playing on a different planet to South Sydney.
And just, you are a Roosters fan too, aren't you? Is that right?
I used to follow the Roosters as a kid, Jimmy. I can't say I'm
Kevin Hastings' man, weren't you, Dino?
I love Hastings and Royce Arliss, but look, hand on heart, I can't say I follow anyone too closely these days. But certainly as a kid, I loved old Horry. He was one of my heroes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, well, let's get to the teams. And we know there's a change because of the suspension with Kane Evans. What about for the other 17 for the Eels and how are the Broncos shaping up?
Yeah, that's the 4 o'clock kickoff, of course, Jimmy. Kane Evans suspended on Tuesday night. Daniel Alvaro will now start. Tepei Moroa will come onto the bench for the Eels. And, of course, let's not forget that Nathan Brown has served his two-game suspension and he will return, which is a huge boost for Parramatta. No late surprises expected from Anthony Seibold. Jimmy, on Tuesday night, he brought Joe Offa-Hengawi back. He'd missed two games through a calf injury. And one of the two players admitted last night was Sean Fenton, the former Raider and Cowboy. But we're expecting essentially the Broncos to be 1 through 17. And the Eels have had a fairly settled preparation outside, of course, of Evans's omission.
Do you know who wins?
I think Parramatta will win, Ray. I just think the home ground advantage might be a bit too much. The Broncos, I've said to Jimmy numerous times in the last few weeks that I think huge things are in front of the Broncos with that young forward pack. Their time probably isn't now, but in another year or two, I think they will be right there at the coalface of semi-finals. But I think today, Eels at home, Ray, and I think Mitchell Moses has really stood up this year. Of course, there's the Sivo element, Blake Ferguson. They've got a very, very good football team, Parramatta. I don't think Parramatta can win the premiership, but I think they can win today.
What about, speaking of those young forwards, are they going to keep them all? There's a lot of news and noise around Dave Fifita and what the latest is there, mate.
Yeah, he's in negotiations right now, Jimmy. As we know, there's a few clubs out there prepared to shell out $1 million a year for this young kid. Extraordinary money, given we all see what a player he's going to be, but he is still very young. Look, I am hearing, though, that he will stay at the Broncos. His upgraded deal will be worth about $700 a year, which is good coin, but it does mean, Jimmy, that he would be sacrificing up to $300 a season to play at the Broncos. Now, as we know, though, the Broncos have a great selling point. They always say you can stay for unders here, but you will make that money up through endorsements in a one-team town. So I think you'll find that David Fifita will spurn other offers and stay, albeit he could be costing himself around $300K a year to remain at Red Hill.
Wouldn't you love some disclosure around third parties and what
this
they get?
It's been your bugbear for years, hasn't it, James?
Absolutely. Oh, well, when Dean says something like that, don't you go, oh, okay, well, you're talking about the economics of it. He's giving up this to keep this.
Correct.
Well, what does he actually keep and what does he give up?
It's an intriguing one. Hey, Dino, you got some news on Pappenhausen?
Yeah, I think you'll find, Ray, his manager, the former NRL player, Clinton Schabowski, went down to Melbourne during the week. This kid is growing in stature with each and every game. I thought he was quite impressive times again last night. There is some interest out there, but I think you'll find that he will stay in Melbourne, but quite clearly the Storm. We're just a tad concerned about interest coming in from other clubs. So, yeah, Schabowski flew down there during the week. They're hoping to get the deal done sooner rather than later. But I don't think you'll find that Ryan Pappenhausen will be on the move from the Melbourne Storm any time in the near future.
It's amazing how it can change. You know, he was offered a round of clubs at the start of this year, like after the pre-season. And the reason they did it was they thought, well, we've got Drinkwater. Mm-hmm. We've got Jerome Hughes. Probably you were just holding this kid back. Now he's highly sought after and on the market. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how things can turn around. Dino, any other news around, mate?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you'll find that the Roosters are getting close to re-signing Joseph Manu, who has absolutely blitzed it this year. In terms of form, he's probably gone ahead of Latrell Mitchell for Roosters centres. On the Mitchell front, it's just gone a little bit quiet. No one quite knows what's happening with Latrell. He's not off till the end of next year, but interest, of course, can come in from November 1. But I think you'll find that the Roosters' talks are ongoing with Manu. He doesn't want to go anywhere. The Roosters don't want him going anywhere. It's a matter of finding the right figure somewhere in the middle there. And again, I think you'll find that he is fairly close to inking a new deal out there at Bondi.
The incredible thing about Joseph Manu is that, yeah, he's killing them on that right centre position, but he played fullback a couple of times this year in the absence of James Tedesco. He ran for nearly 300 metres in one of those games.
Wow.
So he's just going, oh, by the way, I can also play fullback as well.
Pass he threw.
The pass was exceptional.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was brilliant, brilliant. All right, Dino, we're getting ready for this game. You've tipped the Parramatta Eels not to go all the way, but certainly to win today.
Yeah, I think they'll win today, Jimmy. And just before I go, I did that TV show with you during the week. You bagged me for tipping Manly. You thought I was an imbecile. And now I'm waiting for my apology. Go on,
You won't get one, Dino. You're mean to want to get one, Dino.
Dino, what I did say was that you're...
I'm sorry, Bulldog. Go on, say it.
You're biased towards the place you live.
He got it right.
And if Dez...
Dino got it right.
Dez found out that you'd been tipping against Manly, he'd never let you into training again.
Well, Dez doesn't let us in anyway.
Right. Dino, I'm sorry. You are correct. You were quite astute in picking Manly to
Panel
win.
Operator Hamish, social media, get that apology out to the wider world.
That is my segue in next week.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair
Good
enough.
On you, Dino.
Good on you, Dino. I'll see you out there today.
Cheers, boys.
Dean Bulldog Ritchie, the number one. Actually, the number one. I'm going to rethink that. But anyway.
You bagged him, did you?
No. Yeah. The number one tipster, actually. Now he's the number one.
You bagged
one
the poor guy.
Yeah, well, a little bit.